Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. We are on.
Yo,
live.
Yo. What's up?
Yo.
Ain't our Sean Radio.
Yeah. Yo, you there? Hello.
I'm there.
We
right
are
there.
Hey,
I'm on a new phone, so I'm kind of like trying to like it. Like a bunch of stuff is popping up, so I'm trying to like figure it out. But I'm good. I'm good now. I silenced everything, so we good.
Yeah, well, we here. New day, new dollar. What's up, Joker? How you been?
What up? I'm doing good. Fucking beautiful Monday. Fucking, we've been posting our numbers. Our numbers are looking good. A lot of people have been sending in some new music, which I love. I love that. Fucking, we got a lot of people that are hitting up the polls. Jenny from the Block put up a poll. You guys have pretty much accepted it, saying that you guys want us to go live. We tried to do a little test run today. It didn't pan out as well as we really wanted it to, but Tommy got it figured out. So next show, we will be Facebook Live through the Hey Nar Shine group chat. So we will have it live. And we'll probably, let's see, what's that date? No, it's too early. I was going to say, that would be like the 31st. What's that date, Monday?
Hold on, let me look.
Okay, I got a calendar right in front of me, and I just dropped the ball on that one.
I'm gonna look real quick.
It's gonna be the 31st. So it'd be the first. April 1st would be our next live show, right?
Okay.
So not the first, people, not the first, but probably the Monday after that, we're gonna have a big surprise for you.
Yeah.
If things go good, we will have a big freaking surprise for you. Because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make everything better and bigger for you guys. So that's what we're going to fucking do. So that's going to be on probably the following week after the first. So it's going to be the next Monday after that. All right, guys? So keep tuning in.
Yep.
Keep putting that poll, which we love. Join the group chat and fucking definitely keep pushing that music. MP3s, HeyNarShineRadio@gmail.com or HeyNarShine@gmail.com, whichever one you want to give us. But tonight, right, Tommy, we have a great topic going on that was pretty much agreed upon about everybody, and it's going to be if you are with a significant other, a booty call, a jump off, whatever the case may be, have you filmed that interaction? And then after we get through that, we have another topic if this doesn't go all the way over for our 2 hours.
Yeah,
which we're hoping that it does, because we've had a lot of people liking the status, liking the fact that we're not going to be playing music today. We're going to pretty much get into some topics and stuff like that. So that's what we're going to do today. So we should have a bunch of people calling in. We should have a bunch of people just blasting the airways. And females, who's ever tuned in, because I'll see you guys on Facebook in a minute. I'm about to log back into my Facebook. I got a new phone, so I'm trying to figure it all out. Thanks to a little someone got me a new phone hooked up and everything like that, watching that iPad. But we're going to go on to that later. But We're definitely going to ask the ladies to call in as well.
Yeah.
So
that's
all
nice.
You ladies that are listening who have been supporting and everything like that, please call in with your – we'll start the topic, and then we want to get your feedback on it as well.
Right, right. Definitely.
So
this is going to be interesting.
We're going to kind of wait till people – go ahead, Tommy. My bad.
No, you're good. I'm just saying it's going to be an interesting conversation because we're getting the views from a woman's side as well as a man's side and also the effects that happen after it, you know, what happened to the video, who got what. So it's going to be interesting to hear some of these.
I'm going to give the heads up question that I really want to know the most of. If you are filming, whether it be you guys done it for the first time or you do it all the time, who is the one that's holding on to the video? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
And I want to know
you got
why.
To...
And I want to know why. I want to know why you're the one or the other person is the one that's in control of the video. That's what I want to know. Because I've been in certain situations and We won't go into that because I want to know other people's shit. I don't want to always talk about myself and stuff like that. But
we'll get it. Yeah. When we talk about it, we're going to talk about it at 9 o'clock. We're going to talk about it and get into it. Definitely. So don't mean to change the topic, Joker, but we got an email and it's a new video that's out by Pizzo, Prime Prolific. Past one produced by High Q. I'm sorry. I read it wrong. This shit fire, bro. This video is fire. I got the song as well, but it's pretty nice. It's kicking. So I'm going to start the show off with that. And then
okay,
go from there.
Okay. I haven't got to watch the video yet. Yes, I was tagged in it. Unfortunately, I haven't got to it yet. I really want to because I love a lot of things that they put out, so I just haven't got to the video yet. It hasn't been quiet enough where I could just really, you know, focus on just watching the video. And I'll get to it. I always do.
No, it's hot. It's a good video. I give them props on those. So salute to them. The song's called Foul Shit. So
what's it called?
Foul
Shit?
Yeah, Foul Shit. That's what it's called. It's hot. It's nice. I like it. So we're going to pop that on right now and get into that because you'll understand when you hear it. So big ups for them for dropping that off to us. I appreciate it. You know, we like the response we're getting from all them guys. Yo, like, they've really been sending in tracks and stuff like that for us to bump, and I can't appreciate it more. So thank you guys for that. Keep that shit rocking. And, yeah, we'll get into it now. You ready? Let's get it.
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm an aerosol can with some flammable hands. Got your chick on all four, how an animal stands. Don't let me be misunderstood like an animal's band. Battle me, motherfucker, leave your flannel and strands. No sleeves, grip serve with nosebleeds. Cause your flow's so sweet like a chick with no teeth. Diabetical phrases with the flow I'm exchanging. Knock the planet off kilter, I'm exposing the nation. Nation of domination, I slice like operation. Night shots lacing, the mics is high blazing. Your perpetrators eradicating this culture. And now it's over, you're the blown a damn motor. I'm a king cobra, tail rattles and crush boulders. Rising through the atmosphere, the flow's colder. A raw breed, I'm softer than saw teeth. A butcher in his game for laying a saw beat.
Your empire like an otter. find you with a lock lip. The spot I'm in is brighter now. Tonight I tried it tighter now. I gave you all my breath that caused a spark and I'm on fire now. Someone hit a Marshall Bill. Don't have to be the smartest. Still can tell a man who's got it doesn't time to be the hardest. Kill I'm best when left unprovoked. Navigate around me. Crime's a prime example of the primals that surround me. We all supply the pressure and I know you feel it mounting. It's about to change the game. Another diamond and counting. Everybody raps now. Laptops and SoundCloud. I don't really think they hear the shit they saying out loud. It's become a travesty and honestly appalling. But we keep on making music while these puppets keep applauding.
Ace on that foul ship.
Regular schedules around money, kids get funnier than Dave Chappelle specials. What I've been through, self-assassin like Pinchu, get put through a glass window. I'm a shark, you're a minnow. Yeah, I take a master's shit, you rappers get your asses kicked. Fucking out of it, got my thoughts in a manuscript. I grew up over the Cypress Hills while smoking cannabis. My fire's burning from both ends of the candlestick. We're here to handle shit, past prime and pizzo. 3 men at large, with bars fatter than Lizzo. How many stars do I have to latch on you hippos? Rugrat, see the bullets in the clip balls like Tommy Pickle. What's the issue? Hands hit you like Luffy's gum gum pistol. Red dot on your forehead, like you wait to Krishna. Common symptoms of these bitches, always playing victim. Blink twice, it's over, they'll never know what hit them.
Yo, see the monsters hide within the darkness where I've been. Heavy heartless as I start to fall apart for time to win. Escape the thought to sin. I'm sick of living like I gotta ride for riders that ain't riding with me. Rhyming like it's ride or die. It's time to lay it on the line and say a fine goodbye. Find a finding forester, run for it, time to fly. They tell me that the monster's all inside my head, but I see what's going on, so I just hide under the bed. Cause I'm another victim of a system where it's prudent for the students to be blind. But to me, this shit's translucent. I use music to influence said students, cause the system that we grew up in is useless, so let's do this. Forget the monsters we were taught to fear. It's obvious it's broken, just judging by the fact we sweat when cops are near. Even if it's been an awful year, get up and fight. Slug it up when something comes along and live your fucking life.
Dark, it's time to make an another start. I've seen what the struggle offers, spreading trouble waters, ain't no stranger to the shark. This is sacred as the art of war, complacent when we start to slaughter. Bloodthirsty carnivores, painting in the darkest corners, praying on your downfall, and hate it when you rise up, making judgmental observations with their eyes shut. That's my blood on that sheet of paper. I sold my soul to the highest bidder, then settled with the reaper later.
I'm a New York gritty bitch nigga who fucking with B. And if the crown ain't on my city, then where the fuck it's gon' be? We turn your city upside down, we turn them quarters to keys. Niggas salute me when I'm round because they know who I be. Yeah, only fuck with real niggas cause shit get critical. Niggas knock you off with that still and off of that pedestal. If bitches see me hate on me now, they know that I'm pivotal. I see them laugh, I giggle and smile, the shit that be killing you. Mwah. I never been a fan of you lames. I'm a big money bitch, y'all niggas small fucking change. Back the fuck up, cause you in a whole different lane. And where you fucking stand to be the last of your remains. Nigga talking shit, and I ain't into that. I have a nigga put a hole in your starter cap. So nigga back the fuck up, remember where you at. I'm a New York bitch, and I ain't having that.
Back the fuck up, move the fuck back. I'm from New York, I'm really like that. Back the fuck up, move the fuck back. I'm from New York, I'm really like that. Bitch move,
can't you see the beast is coming through?
Bitch move,
I'ma show you why they call me Juice. Big pressure motherfucker, baddie with a fatty too. Ever seen a nigga pop lock and drop from the tool? One shot'll make your body hold him shake without the tools. You would think I was a nigga fucking way I stick and move. I'm reppin' the X heavy, I'm calling up all the goons. You step on the wrong block, we'll have y'all niggas on the news.
Back the fuck up, move the fuck back. I'm from New York, I'm really like that. Back the fuck up, move the fuck back. I'm from New York, I'm really like that. Bitch move,
can't you see the beast is coming through?
Bitch move,
I'ma show you why they call me Juice.
Bitch move,
can't you see the beast is coming through?
Bitch move,
I'ma show you why they call me Juice.
Open hell up, even my pins, drinking creatine, watch the bar swell up with fit gems, two L's up, me and Chris Carbine, three of us, spitting sharper than the elephant. Touch the bum rush, yo, set and put a ski mask low over our fucking faces of death. When we mob through, deja vu, when the blood splatters back to the 90s, the era of the true rappers. The motherfuckers ain't no Marty McFly, can we more like notorious killers that's ready to die. The new blood with ill techniques that'll fold your whole solar system in half and bloody up the bed sheets. Phonograph translates my pain, while the whole world burns, turns ripe with decay. And I was waiting for a big time bloodbath to happen. When I stepped in this rap shit, it was only at a fraction. Now everything's looking like a massacre displayed. Chaos reigns supreme, kill everything. We the body back villains, the children of the LSD culture, the new wave villains and the vultures. The mind body mist, the Gemini lounge. My gun will travel even if it's hell bound. Put a strap on Satan with the fury of a woman scorned a thousand bloody hands. 100,000
thorns. What? I'm from where you don't care who you know. Well, I'm from where you don't care who you bring. Well, I'm from no matter where you go. When I blow, I'm gonna kill everything. And I know just where you'll run. What I do looks so easy. And I'll show you how it's done. Don't think you
But I do look so easy, and I'll show you how it's done. So don't think you don't need me.
That is some shit to bump,
yeah.
One of my simple cuts. Hit my lines and jot them down to see if you can switch them up. And keep your pistol up, cause niggas out to twist you up, eh? Especially if you up and the rest you don't give a fuck. Instead of linking up, they just eat for a day. You know what Cheeto thinking, nigga, hit take your Fritos and lay. That's a right, at least I'd like to despite you. If I don't like you, I ain't like you. Put a rifle, I'm feeling spiteful today. Fuck your girlfriend just to spite you. May I mention that I'm simply a hard female. I told you I ain't that easy to play. And a pistol just for closure, it ain't for easing your pain. Little systematic soldier get brought to knee.
I'm a rhythmatic, please believe me, this is just a symptomatic. Do just what I told you, nigga, I don't speak in vain. You know Christian had it, bring in a hammer magic, cause I'm better at it, leave you hemorrhagic. I don't like you anyway. When they mad, they get erratic, that's when I'ma take advantage. You'll get mad at the girl that she been sleeping with a savage. Get some conjunction, what's your dysfunction? Pay your way, you bless me, you probably ain't paying nothing.
What you know about this shit right here? This is shit right here. Paint a vivid picture, you can smell a piss right here.
Yeah,
crack in the elevator, early in the morning. Don't breathe. Cover my face, try to avoid it.
Damn.
Breathe through the peas with my seed, indeed cautious. Bullets flying freely, your nade singers are talking. We gon' make it out of here soon, baby, I promise. She replied, no, she is brave and strong as her mom's. She believe in daddy with all her heart, we marvin. But money ain't abundant, cause daddy is a convict. The person that is wrecking the piss is a fucking monster. He ain't getting picked or selected by any sponsors for legitimate positions. That leaves me here to ponder. I'm excellent at scheming to catch a drip from cleaning. But the question that perplexes me is where the fuck my armor when I choose to lose a grip on what I built this shit. My armor long enough to let the demons that's haunting begin to conjure. Y'all don't wanna battle me, y'all just tryna flatter me. And I don't wanna hear your fucking song, stop tagging me. Yeah, motherfucker.
Slide that ratchet, you know we provide gaps to watch them head snap back to
make a long story short, we're making the streets our court. We'll have a field day in a real way when we open up on you and begin to spray. We're a flock of sandpipers hitting your blocks as command snipers and call me a wine presser. The slump that will undress your blood pressure and release your red flesh into shredded mesh.
Every day, every day, some other shit happens. It seems like someone's trying to stop shit from happening. But it ain't gonna work. Said the game done changed and I'm flipped the page. Nobody pay attention unless you waving a gauge. Attention span shorted in a midget parade. They say going dumb and down, I'd rather eat a grenade. So I'm on they ass, like what you think. Done, I came for everything, plus the kitchen sink. Now let that sink in your mental bank. Like a twisted up wood or the danky dank. I piss excellence like my shit don't stink. I gotta skill with this rest.
Talk to me if you was born after 03. I'm nice, I need to respect for things that they told me. Cause it's the truth, the haters wanna bring up the old me. They tried to break me down to cannabis OG. So fuck it, talk to me if you was born after 03.
I got a knife for the stabber that makes a mess in your carpet. Due to the fact I thrusted a sharp blade through your armpit. I've always been honest when it comes to my faults, because I was never normal when it comes to my thoughts. To really care for other rappers, they hit or miss. So look for validation, I'm surrounded by hypocrites. No salutation, don't have a need for recruits, so I give him the boot. Have your block sounding like a 21 gunner salute. You better duck like your life depended on it, or else you hit the ground when your body descended on it. A master of the tracks like clockwork when I'm tweaking it. You can't be the truth when I'm the one that is speaking it. I wish a nigga would try to diss me subliminally. The shots already fired, but they all missed me.
I'm not, at least the type of things that they told me. Cause it's the truth, the haters wanna bring out the old me. They tried to break me down, they can't, I'm an OG. So fucking talk to me if you was born after 03. I'm nice, at least the type of things that they told me. Cause it's the truth, the haters wanna bring out the old me. They tried to break me down, they can't, I'm an OG. So fucking talk to me if you was born after 03.
What up, though? Tell me your name again, my nigga. Terminology. So on. So
back.
Watch out, we go down.
Hey, yo, Pudding.
Yeah, what's good?
Being that it's 2006.
Uh-huh.
And this being the honor that it is.
What?
I figured I'll take it as just a kid.
Watch out, we go down.
Out here on these streets, all we got is gun clips, 36, and niggas that snitch.
Uh-huh.
Can't forget about the drug strip.
No doubt.
Myself as the holy resurrection, the pun. If I ain't that, then you ain't one. Rapper, this lyrical slash, flat, political path, flapping with visual path, Malcolm and finical path, platinum and tall. But I speak the truth, inspire to speak the youth, the fire, to heat the boost, I'm high to beat the loop. The system inside the sin, me tackle a rapper, sin, shackles a pack of sin, the back of the clackers in. I'm packing the Mac again, like capital punishment, hugging the gun and then running and ducking from the government. They dying to cuff me up, lock me down, trust me up, cock the pound, bust me up, stop my sound, hunch me up. But I shall never hold my tongue. Before that, I roll my blunt and load my gun. Give a kiss to my daughter, tell my mother I love her, and blow the brains out a couple dirty cops from the cover. Crooked detectives is foul, how they booking the wrestlers for cooking and stretching. We just trying to feed our kids. The street's crazy wild, plus they get crazy foul. Listen when I say it now.
Watch out, we go down.
And that's the reason little kids get hit by strays. Cause motherfuckers can't act they aim. Before you learn how to shoot, better learn how to aim. It's already enough of our people that's dying from AIDS. That's why I remain calm, but it's frying my brain. And I'm ashamed, my generation died with chains. Allowing the pain, amen, leaking on the side of their brains. Tell me when will this environment change? We need new leaders, but all we get is new heaters and divas and suicidas. As soon as that lose, see us, it's a bad cycle. Just look how they bag Michael. Which one, anyone, Jordan, Jackson, Axum, pack guns. Ridiculous how they ship to us, then we hit the bus. From records to middles in them, life is a middleman. Spending life illegitimate, living life in imprisonment. When I think of my niggas and I think how many are locked, I see they never did.
Watch out, we go down.
And that's the reason little kids get shot in the street, cause motherfuckers never
watch out, we go down.
And last week my buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. I walk the town slab, just open the pound clap correctly and protect me in case they wanna come and wet me. My enemies on the street far see my friends. So when you see me, you don't see no bends. That just make me an easy target to jump up and meet the coffin. And making my seating off in the car that I'm speeding off and it's stolen. I see the knocks in my vision. I see the cops and they gripping their pistols trying to put me in prison. So I listen to Pac best and try to be non-stressed. But how could I not stress the fact that I'm not rich? I'm living in poverty plus I'm a minority plus I'm a priority. Fuck the next economy. Rap music is probably not the best career you could choose. But hearing my views like hearing the news. So fear me a few. Got the signs on me, but it's clearly the truth. The check 9 to have you clearing the room. I ain't a killer.
mirror. But I'm starting like a prophet, I'm trying to get y'all to stop it. See, the ghetto's microscopic, it's a better place. But for now, we got the bread to chase. Get the keys, get bailed out, back to stretching base. I'm bringing a message like Kanye West. Except your boy got more tanks than Ron Artest. I know you want to see me stretch, be my guest. Hands in your beard, but make sure you watch out with your damn. The streets crazy foul, plus they get crazy wild. Listen when I say it now.
Watch out with your damn.
In from the start. Yeah, SPSK, rolling around. Steve Gordon, abstract, see from the track. You know how this goes. Yeah, speak the truth. Get ready for war, motherfuckers. You speak against the gods and divine power, it's mad. Death becomes clearer than a dryer wrapped around your neck. Mafia ties staying alive to your fan base. Who be commercial rappers, speak about your drug base. I'm the type of man that says what I like and put my lyrics on the mic and say fuck media life. I'm a knight, sometimes humble, wide and subtle. But you come with some shit, yeah, I'm clapping off with the thunder. I always wonder what happened to hip hop. It's like it came out the closet, tight jeans and flip flops. And it flip flops to you faggots, get dead. Shot. Give me the boy George and he can give you big props. Target's locked so I'm killing them all. Never well on my MA fool like Kurt Hammond. Metallica wolves by the lightning. You're killed by this Viking. It's SBS games and we plunder, we like it. So get on the mic and get a pipe to the socket. My block store covered in blood, he's so excited. I'm seeing the writing, the image is fair. You are perfect view, your revolution is here. Let's start the revelation, it's time for war. Grab your broadsword, grab your horse. Grab the microphone and spit that roar. We came out the woods with hip-hop calls. Start the revelation, it's time for war. Grab your broadsword, grab your horse. Grab your microphone and spit that roar. We came out the woods with hip-hop calls.
Hip-hop calling, I'm hearing it scream. Let's play shooting daggers and make them all fiends. Hip-hop addicted, that was back in the 90s. Nowadays I turn the channel, see a troll on American Idol. What the nerd, to speak about talent? Knowing she spreads those legs to get to the higher valley. Hoes and tricks, they make me sick. That's why I got married, I don't wanna catch no shit. The real hot wives, they look like guys. They driving me crazy, about to blow up my nine. Bang, got myself right in the brain. Like Kurt Cobain, listen to music, charge you with pain. I keep telling my kids, you know that it's fake. It's Hollywood, pastor, peace with the jake. And so I stay by the lake, with a knot on my side. My wife and son have a dillinger, you ready to die? Let's start the revelation, it's time for war. Grab your broadsword, grab your horse. Grab the microphone and spit that roar. We came out the woods when hip-hop calls. Start the revelation, it's time for war. Grab your broadsword, grab your horse. Grab your microphone and spit that roar. We came out the woods when hip-hop calls.
Yeah, this is hip-hop raw for the stray dog. This is hip-hop, fuck that and fuck y'all. I don't like y'all, I'm like Earl Simmons. Dirty tins, black hoodie with a raw image. Dirty deck, no shout, cause I'm pressed with it. Got a bullet on my name cause I'm stressed with it. Fuck the radio, G, and yo, SP. Show them how we do it, kid, niggas ain't OG. Niggas not born to die, niggas ain't B.I.G. Catch me at the ball, R.F. V.I.P. King Cobra status, with a deadly stare. I don't listen to the fuck slag, fuck and swear. Baggy jeans, spin a low with a killer smile. That's my style, get wet on a dusty thigh. I can break his conscience like a filthy fag. Still a bitch, he can step on past his dad.
Storm Rider, Battlescarred Galactus. Blueprints of war, militant tactics. Bars, cars, and constellations. Seven suns aligned, death to all, certain annihilation. Dark thoughts from the archer, birth the holy white, heaven's code of honor. Simplified death before the sauna. Prosthetic plastic poets made examples. Silver surf, amplify podiums. Crowd scurry and trample. Energy poison, still sustained. Stick to proven science, born alliance. Brothers in arms, stand back to back. Swollen eagles collapse, blind fury still defenders attack. Starter hordes the henchmen, Billy Tree roots, petrified, we unchoppable. And 7 points, sun kings, growth universal, we unstoppable.
got a Ruger in your lap. Black suit, 7:30, couple shooters from the track. They done killed the homie brother, what you supposed to do with that? Who gon' tell his baby mother that a dude ain't coming back? That kind of pain is hard to put into a rack. The block is hot and can't nobody move a pack. When you shooting on sight, you aim the Ruger at his naps. Cut his tongue, hog time, things we usually do to rat. What? Who gassed you up and threw a match? What? Don't want police to line you up and you a match, huh? Fool them clowns into thinking you a snack. Water gun to wash it down and you can drink it through the tap. That's my reaction, now react. Now try to picture Malcolm X without the strap. If Meth Man can navigate the globe without a map, I can beat the pussy up without a scratch.
So I'm kicking team quick and it's over. I'm trying to barely got a trillion. Meth lab bitch, catch us on your head. And when we go, we be throwing like it's on. Time ticking, team quick and it's over. I'm trying to barely got a trillion. Meth lab bitch, catch us on your head. And when we go, we be throwing like it's on.
I'm so ignorant, spend it before I make it. Make pour salt on my food before I taste it. Wow. Pour salt in your wounds right in the basement. All of us statement, one vision, rich dreams. Couple scars I heal quicker than Wolverine. Population, paint slips, quarter green. Senate, hood millionaires hide when the wolves out. Move with security, hold tight to your jewelry. That's my reaction, now react. Once your hood pass revoke, you never get it back. Benzes, Bentleys, nah nigga don't step in. Yes, I got it on me, I'ma squeeze till it's empty. Lord forgive me, I need that new 550. Please. With the cocaine seats, I'm so street. And when the police came, we don't speak. What? From my hood to your hood, ain't nothing sweet.
So I'm kicking team quick and it's over. I'm trying to barely got a trillion. Meth bad bitch, catch us on your head. And when we coming, we be throwing like it's on. Time ticking, team quick and it's over. I'm trying to barely got a trillion. Meth bad bitch, catch us on your head. And when we coming, we be throwing like it's on.
Spade beams, ice cream, erase schemes. It's a great scheme. I can show you what hate means, so hate me. Post memes, I roast bleeds. Bag bodies like groceries and cook them like roast beef. I blow sweet, grow deep, my flow deep. My style is so chic, no locks, my style's P. R to the Y and me, your boys are precious. Heated like a crescent, so y'all better respect it.
First, when I spit this verse, you gon' remember me. You rappers ain't as real as you pretend to be. Talking shit is cool, but when you see me, keep that energy. Cause I can promise you that I'm reacting disrespectfully. Don't put your hand out for a dap, you ain't a friend of me. I put this right hand across your face, erase your memory. You bark like a shih tzu, I bite like a pit bull. You claim you a dog, but we not the same pedigree.
Run up on the block, I had to slide on them. Chrome had the Glock, I put the 5 on them. No need to aim, I'm gonna fry on them. Red dot, fly on them. Bedrock, high on them. Watch them close, slide on them. I swear, they won't see me coming. It's too late, who's running? Two thumping, so do something. Your crew's not in, too smoked with two cuts. My crew's not, so who's buffing? It's IOU over everything.
Not believing standing, seeing how we coming through and crushing. I'm the baddest, I'm a savage, and ain't nobody can fuck with me. Cabbage spinning backwards and unplug them like a USB. Talking shit like iron shit, ready to die like B.I.G. Gun busting, cold crushing, dusty PCP. Chrome never rusted, we all spraying a WD. Light you up like TNT, blow off your limbs like an amputee. Ain't nobody battling me, raising hell like I'm DMC.
Yeah, your ex-girl can't stand me. I'm David Ketchner, hit her with the whammy. Liquid sword, not a shiki, you're a jammy. Leonard Shelby, like do you remember Sammy? Hover on tracks, never pull a hammy. You rabbit fake like smoke shop candy. My ball smack birds out the air like Randy. Messed with a one-armed chick, just for the handy.
Fraction and team is division, pegging and pitching. Up in the kitchen with two bitches kissing and sniffing. Fly dirty like visions, went wild, beat the trial, no convictions. We keep it real with the style, yo, you flowing fiction. Scheme of wonder guard, yo, fuck religion. My third eye and vision, perfect precision. You heard it, now listen, busting through these bars like I'm fresh out of prison. It's only right, shout to Inside, I miss the words of wisdom.
Yo, I hold a grudge longer than the mother hugs a newborn. In my eyes, I'm dead right down to fighting you wrong. Wish me dead, said I fell off, well, here's a new song. Fuck the piece, the beast is off the leash, vacation too long. I'm aiming for the head till I see red and you gone. Sharp shooting, get you caught up in the crosshairs. Leave you in the grave, eyes open in the cold stare. Catch the body, chop it up and let me know who's all there.
One kill, I solely believe. Starts to bleed, the chill starts to roll off your sleeve. It's fear when I appear, but where the homie would squeeze you. Death is in the air, and you've been chosen to leave. The omen of G's at random, I'm open to feed. So you better squeeze your hand, gonna get soaked to the knees. Provoking me, please, if I say strike is war. And niggas ain't safe in daylight no more. To take life is law, we brawl off animal instincts. We like the spar, we live wires. Gunfire light up your car. It's guerrilla warfare and we like the scars. This real killer's here, we ain't like the stars. Get lifted off your feet for a slight remark. Keep your distance cause we eat when we sight our marks. We pray on niggas tear their whole lives apart. You need survival of the fittest, it's the brain of the heart. My killers give you the business, leave laying in chalk. For the whole world to see, we display my art. Gunshots light up the sky like Kuwait in the dark. Get a race, cause your face is just big.
Better get your seal, you in the field with menaces. Real niggas back in style, we all wild and villainous. For you to have life when we strike's a privilege. Show you niggas what real killers is. Better get your seal, you in the field with menaces. Real niggas back in style, we all wild and villainous. For you to have life when we strike's a privilege. Show you niggas what real killers is. When I squeeze surely, I pop collars like E-40, bleed before me. My Glock a father, the lead story, bleed shorty. My rock wilder, the squeeze 40, squeeze call me. I leave your block clobbered for free, Wody. I'm a monster, a G, homie. I put in that work, hood is berserk, no phonies, get put in that dirt. Y'all niggas pay homage to my conglomerate monster, click armor, spit to a homo, flip followers and we hollow shit. Whenever I pop up, Glocks up, fuck your tomorrow, bitch, vendetta like pop, what, ox up, you and your model chick. I green like pussies, show you niggas what queens like, push me, till I'm hit with them things like cookie. I'm onion cookie, my repertoire says it all, I'm wretched par with the bra, say F it all for my dog, some of say son off. I let the K-gun off, and rap cats and snap back, they snap back, sun's off. I'm quick to dumb to run off, you rap cats and dumb soft, my pack react. And you got that your cat get done off. I'm alive while you're so it's hard for me to turn off. My name holds so much weight, it's kinda hard to burn off. Better get your steel, you in the field with menaces. Real niggas back in style, we all wild and villainous. For you to have life when we strike's a privilege. Show you niggas what real killers is. Better get your steel, you in the field with menaces. Real niggas back in style, we all wild and villainous. For you to have life when we strike's a privilege. Show you niggas what real killers is. We gon' demonstrate.
I can tell by the way that you're looking at me, girl, you really wanna go and say goodbye to me, cause I'm sexy, yeah, girl, I'm sexy, oh yeah. I can tell by the way that you're looking at me, girl, you really wanna go and say goodbye to me, cause I'm sexy, yeah, girl, I'm sexy, oh yeah. Who you fooling, Mr. C, drooling quick, get the thought of me, giving a stick a quick little ship to the midriff. Baby speaking in some bonus. I know what I do's when I do's and I does it. You can't ignore the fact that the ladies all lost it. Easy does it, no need to rush it. This is just foreplay, this ain't nothing compared to what I got for you. No round trip cruise out the mile of pool. I put it down like a real pimp supposed to. Hard fight, sweaty nights, that is down to you. I can tell by the way that you're looking at me, girl, you really
wanna go and say goodbye to me. Cause I'm sexy, yeah. Girl, I'm sexy, oh yeah. I can tell by the way that you're looking at me. Girl, you really wanna go and say goodbye to me. Cause I'm sexy, yeah. Girl, I'm sexy, oh yeah. Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it. Young gifted and poet. So why would I show it? It's just fantastic. One quick little message is here. Hey, this is where my people don't like respect for me. Well, you seem alright, cause you let me know that I'm on my job. And I'm sexy like Kurt Cobain, hard drive type. Yeah, you get me right. Like I'm feeling alright, let's be the heat of the night. We can turn it up right, just a quick little notch. Little save in your boombox back at your side. I'm sexy, so sexy. It ain't my fault that you shit for sexy. She text me, she call me. Blowing up my phone saying be so hard. I can tell by the way that you're looking at me. Girl, you really wanna go and say goodbye to me. Cause I'm sexy, yeah. Girl, I'm sexy. Oh yeah, I can tell by the way that you're looking at me. Girl, you really wanna go and say goodbye to me. Cause I'm sexy, yeah. Girl, I'm sexy, oh yeah.
Rock. I don't even know when I met him. His mom's and my mom's are friends. You know what I mean? So.
Fuck am I supposed to do now, B? My nigga gone? How the fuck? Fuck, I'm supposed to be on some more positive, reflective, we all gonna miss you, Sean shit. Fuck outta here, nigga. The streets want blood. On the strength of my nigga B. We don't wanna hear that he died in his sleep shit. The streets want blood. We ain't really got a reason to steal nothing. Please give us one, I'ma kill something. Body disrespected his wife. Your throat over sharing your neck with a knife. Nigga, the streets want blood. Will I ever get over this, I wonder. All I know is I miss my brother. Nigga, the streets want blood. Niggas rather be mad than sad. Please, something to make a nigga mad. I will gladly thrash thee. Pack your body, you fast and flashing, clappy. Flip with no acrobatic blast. They're all half of your ass and drag you through these mean streets. Butt ass naked, I show you niggas a mean street. Monster, murderer, magnum, marauder. To satisfy the streets, I make you a martyr, nigga. The streets want blood. Too bad. Somebody gotta share this. Nah, not my nigga. Somebody gotta wear this. Hit it. I'm giving who and whoever a grace period. Get the fuck out of the state, the ape furious. And we ain't hearing it. Flame, seriously, I ain't really with dealing with questions. But I know we're still a bit. Well, fuck that. I had to look at my brother in the bed, laying dead. He was a good motherfucker, too good to some of you suckers. So what, he might have slapped you. You needed that. Me, I would have clapped you. I'm on Sackman. Half of that faggot shit you do would get you gone. And if you can't rap, don't make no tribute song. It's disrespectful. The reason enough for niggas to check you, no inspector. Word to Elijah, my godson and nephew. Word to little Shawnee, Blue Terry and Bernadette too. My mama had to cry in the next room. Sweet one love. Everything in me. Not to bring the gun to the studio. I ain't even wanna look at it truly. Yo, I've been trying to keep it coolio. Yo, standing here, you tell me what God about. God just ripped my motherfucking heart out. I just drove past the bar we used to hang in. Where Rock Red caught his first yard, we was banging. So many memories hit me, the history. All the real nigga shit he did for me. Listen, the streets want blood. Streets want blood. The blood want the triple stop. Everything is held to scale to be the village bug and give us up. Anything. Whatever we'll do, just don't let it be you, nigga. The streets want blood. Who gon' be the sacrifice? I need one. Who the last nigga we bought some weed from? Here, dude. Somebody gon' tell me something. Any ops laughing at my pain, we gon' see you too. Listen. Stupid McNupid contusions. You get extensive icky motions. Them is bruises for lying, Lucius. That's how P-Rob. Let me stop this shit. I'd rather just hit my nigga P-Rob. No optimist. Listen, this is what it sound like when thugs cry. Listen, this is what it sound like when slugs fly. I don't want your hugs or your love worth the big rock. Shut the fuck up, nigga. The streets want blood. On the strength of my nigga P. We don't wanna hear that he died in his sleep shit. The streets want blood. We ain't really got a reason to spill nuts. Please give us one, I'ma kill something. The streets want blood. Body disrespected his wife. Your throat over sharing your neck with a knife, nigga. The streets want blood. Will I ever get over this, I wonder. All I know is
I miss my brother, nigga. The streets want blood.
I don't really give a fuck about the fans. They here one day, they go tomorrow. You know, ain't no love. So I do what I do when I want to do it. Like, I'm just a regular guy. You know, I'm in Brownsville. I walk down the street. You take the kids to school. Regular dude, man. I'm so not into this hippity-hop shit that's going on. I'm not with it. And I'm enjoying myself, too. You know, cool being me. I don't want to do that.
Where you at?
I'm here. What up?
Yeah, we back. Little block of music for you. Little block. So
a little taste of some. We had some new shit in there. We had some new stuff from Pizzo and Prime.
DOA was in
High Q on the production.
Yes,
there's another guy that's on it. There's another guy that's on it. He actually posted on Facebook.
Oh, that's on you.
I didn't know that he was part of that. That's my bad, or our bad, because it wasn't labeled correctly, obviously.
Put
a new song in there from One Son.
Yep.
Go ahead. Didn't mean to cut you off.
DOA.
Yeah, DOA.
Put
One Son in there. He sent in some tracks.
Yep.
Well, Denise, thank you for sending them in. She's live right now. She hears us. Billy Valentine threw a track in there. We're loving it. We're loving all the new music that keeps, you know, coming in. A lot of people keep saying, oh, yeah, man, I want to send it in. I keep forgetting. It is what it is. We appreciate it. We appreciate that you guys do remember, especially when you guys see us posting that we're live. So at least you guys are on the ball and paying attention to Facebook. We had Pizzo, who was on the line. He just messaged me back. He said he's trying to get home real fast. He would love to get involved with the topic of the day.
Right.
You know, we definitely we definitely want to really hit on this topic, maybe because it's a Monday. You know, we saw a lot of people liking the status. We just need you guys to comment and call in. And I know Denise is listening, but she's too scared to get live. She don't want to talk. She don't want no one near her. Hear her voice.
We're gonna make sure everything is good. We'll make sure
Scaredy cat.
For the block should be. Yeah, she's getting for the block and calling as well. She's gonna be getting in on this as well. So everything's gonna be going good. Before we do that though, every time we do it on Mondays, we do what do you call it? A Tommy cut it or some shit.
Tommy cut it.
All right. Well, there's a song that got sent to my track by this lady. It was sent to one of my older emails, but she's like, he plays on the radio, and I was like, I guess. So I didn't know who it was at first. We're going to get into that before we actually go into the topic, because I wanted to play the song now. I heard it already. I think you may have, too. I heard it floating around on Facebook, but I haven't seen it yet. I just know it got sent to my mail, so I'm going to go ahead and play it. It's a mashup,
Hold up. Before you play it, everyone who's tuned in live, give us a comment. Let us know if you guys want me to get on real quick and tell Tommy to cut it or keep it playing or, you know, just let us know. I know Denise is online. I see Urban Life is online. State is there. Pizzo is actually on. Billy Valentine's listening right now. So all you people who are live right now, please comment if you guys want us to keep letting it go or if you want me to jump on and get Tommy to cut it, okay?
Cut it out. Yep. All right. Well, here it is. It's a mashup, kind of a remake from Metallica song of Nothing Else Matters, but their name is Teddy Swings. And here we go. We're going to play first time here on Tommy Cut It on HOS Radio. Here we go.
Yo,
here we go.
Well,
Apparently, it didn't get cut.
it didn't get cut. Apparently, like, I was talking to Billy. I was talking to, who was I talking to in the chat here? I was talking to Billy. I was talking to Paul Pizzo. Talking to Denise. Actually was talking to Shovit right there from South Africa. And no one said nothing. No one said it was bad. So everyone said, you know, like, so we didn't cut it. So there you go. We got a track that was sent to us that is going to get rotation. So we didn't have to junk it. That kind of felt good. I ain't gonna lie. I like this. I like the track. I like it.
I was jamming to it.
Man, I always loved Metallica. Grew up trying to follow every bass line. Their bassist was amazing. I always tried to follow him. Lars is amazing. That was nice. I like how when certain people will do mashups like that and not the dumbass ones. Like, there's so many ones that I've noticed lately that they're throwing, like, the Michael Jackson songs in there and like, old school, like, Chris Brown stuff. Like, please stop. Like, I know it's, like, that's more of a DJ thing for, like, like, you know, clubs and stuff. You know, like, this is in, like, a club radio show, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, I get it. I mean, the track was... It hits more on the R&B type, you know what I mean? But it's still a filler, man. Like, you know, I mean, I'll spend that shit. So now I'm going to bring in our other guest. So here we go. I know she's on here somewhere. So where is she at? Is she here? Is she here? I don't know. Here she comes, I think. Here she comes.
Hello!
All right. Jenny, where you at? Jenny from the block.
I'm here.
There we go. Nice to meet you, Jenny,
from the block.
I have to say, I'm flattered that I get my own little entrance song.
Yo, we don't even have ours. Like, we don't even have our own.
We have the welcome back. We got the welcome back song.
Yeah, we're the welcome back to all you shitheads. Here we go.
So, Jenny, what did you think about the track? What did you think about it?
I liked it. And fun fact, my youngest son is named after one of the guys from Metallica. I don't know if I should give out his name, though.
Oh, yeah, Zane. I remember you telling me that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who named him now, but that's another question for another day. So, song's pretty good. I'm glad you liked it. So, now we're going to hop on to the topic.
We didn't get any bad feedback, so that's a good thing. First time. So basically, we're 1-3. We're 1-2.
Yeah.
Right now, so... that's a good thing, because the one was, oh, my God, god-awful. Just god awful. I mean, I don't even know if it made 30 seconds. It was just, oh, God. The phone blew off the minute we started playing it. Like, it was, like, right off the top. Like, stop it.
Yeah, it was. But, yeah, so... All right, let's get into the topic we all been talking about. I don't know if people got stuff to do or not like that, so let's get it going. Let's get into this topic. So, topic of the night, have you tapes? You doing the dope, you know, dirty shit, whatever you want to call it, on tape, and who had the tape and did what with it? Joker, you want to lead this off?
I guess I'll lead it off. I got to say, in my heyday, when, like, I guess, you know, I had the old school video camera, did a couple tapes with agreement with the female that it would never be shown ever again. They trusted me with it, so that goes to the who has it, who didn't have it. As I got older, I guess it was whosever cell phone was available, and it got kept on whosever cell phone, emailed to the other person, and it was, I don't know, for me it was always just an agreement, like, yo, you're not going to show it no matter how mad you get, or if we break up, or if we have a falling out or something like that. And to be honest, I really don't think anybody wants to see me nude, so it was kind of like I'm not gonna put myself out there anyway. But I don't know. I'm not that vindictive of a person. Like, as much as I might despise somebody or, you know, try to get back at like their fucking baby daddy or whatever the case may be, I'm still not that vindictive of a person to just be like, look what I got type shit. You know, like whatever. You know. As much as I would want to, just to shut that person up, you know, just be like, ha, 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 laugh in the face. But I always looked at it like it's never going to happen again, because now I know that if we do something like that ever again, like, you have the option to blow it up. And, I mean, I have had females fucking.
What do you think about this? Hold on a second. So, in Hollywood and stuff like that, that they're doing now, like, for example, that Kim Kardashian shit, like, that's a prime example now. Would you be mad if someone actually did that?
I'm a firm believer that I feel like it's that's set up. I don't believe that, like, when you go back to, like, the Pamela and Tommy thing, like, oh, shit, we left the tape behind. And
right. Maybe
that one, but the Kim Kardashian shit, that made her. So how could she really be mad? Because nobody knew Kim Kardashian until that sex tape really came out. So,
well, I mean, for her, yeah, but what about the other side? Like, you know what I mean? Well, what about that? The guy side. He didn't, I don't know if he wanted that shit. I don't even know why he wouldn't, but you get my point.
Okay, pause on that. Like,
yo, Ray,
if we're talking about the Kim Kardashian thing, that's how Ray J was known. Before the Kim Kardashian sex tape, remember, he was just Brandy's little brother. That tape actually made him who he was.
Yes and no, because he was still doing sitcoms on his own as well. Like, yes, was he under, like, Brandy's shadow? Yeah, 100%. But people don't remember, Ray J was doing Brandy's productions. So
wasn't it just like
she brought him into the world, like, he was
the
one that made her music. So
but the problem, like, well, I don't want to say the problem, but the thing was, no one knew, although he was doing all the work. I'm not going to sit there and say Ray J wasn't doing anything.
I totally get what you're saying. He was like the man behind the curtain, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like, he wasn't really known out there, not the way his sister was. So again, it was always like, oh, look, that's Brandy's little brother.
But I'm going to say it. I loved Ray J's response to Kanye West, though. If you guys are not familiar with that, go check out the song "I Hit It First" by Ray J. Kanye said some slick shit about, like, that. You know, you only became famous because you fucked a Kardashian, blah, blah, blah. That was like his comeback, because apparently Ray J was still trying to beg Kim back and this and that. Mm-hmm. And Kanye said some real, he went real deep in Twitter. Like, he went real deep with the comments that he was going through to Ray J about, like, you know, get off of fucking Brandy's tit and stuff like that. And he came out with a song. He came out with a song as "I Hit It First." So even though Reggie, whatever the guy's name was, he was
Reggie Bush.
First, right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He was before all of them, but he didn't really care, because he was more mad because she was still using his credit cards and stuff like that. So he got kind of pissed off that she bought Ray J a car with his credit card. But the battle is kind of shicey, though, right? I mean, she's always been a shicey. I don't know. I never was a fan. I don't want to say fan of Kim Kardashian. I just always thought that she was just some fucking smut, you know? Like, that was it.
Well, I mean, with her, yeah.
The mom's not far behind either, though. But you know, but I don't know. But that someone sent me that track that RJ came out at Kanye West with, and I was like, yo, how did this dude? He's not even like a diss rapper or battle rapper or anything like that, but he comes out with a track, and if you go look at it, he got like over millions of views on that shit, like, mm-hmm. and he killed him.
Really?
He killed him because Kanye had nothing to say back after. I mean, all he was doing was marrying her and losing his mind, and like, because I feel like anybody who ever messes with Kim Kardashian is going to be close to the mental institution as possible, because nobody is normal. Yeah, like, look at Kanye. Kanye was like on the verge of suicide, like twice. I think it was that he was put up in a mental institution because of her.
The girl he's with now looks like Kim Kardashian, and like almost exact. I ain't gonna say exact, but close to it.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, he tried to get a look-alike. But like Chris Humphries, he went nuts. Reggie Bush wasn't the same. Ray J was kind of messed up a little bit. That family is way in your business.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, pretty much.
If you read the interview with Chris Humphries about how annoying the whole being on film 24/7, like, he's like, dude, there's like, you can't even really go to the bathroom without a cameraman in the bathroom. Like, them having sex was like, you had to literally force people out or whatever. It just, I don't know, that whole situation was always.
No life for
but
you.
Then.
Mm-hmm.
Paris Hilton, though. Paris Hilton's another one. Nobody really knew Paris Hilton that much, but her father being the owner and CEO of the Hilton Hotels, and her film blossomed out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. It can go either way. I feel like they pretend that they didn't know about it, or it was supposedly erased, or whatever the case may be. But do you really hear so much about them? Like Pamela actually tried to buy back all the copies because she wanted it taken down.
You're right.
And then Tom was like, "Oh, fuck that shit! Like, yo, we're getting paid."
I mean, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If one side doesn't agree, and you being the side. Say you broke up with somebody and your girl took some videos of you, put them out there, was making money. You didn't know about it at first. How would you feel? Would you feel pissed? How would you feel about it? Or would you be like, fuck it? You need to respond on this one, too. What if it was you? It could be you, too. So.
Yeah, Jenny, I mean, how do you feel? I mean, you're the woman. I don't... You know what? Guys and girls get different reps. We definitely do, like 100%. Like, so, I mean, a guy's going to get a high five, you know? A girl's going to get criticized. Like, you know, it's kind of, like, fucked up in a situation like that, but...
And that's kind of how it's always been. There's always been, like, that double-edged sword. There's always been
right.
that... because here's the thing. If I was to sit there... and say, yeah, I do videos all the time, which I don't, I can, you know, I'll admit that I've done it, but for me, it's more of a trust issue. So if I'm going to sit there and record myself doing anything, I need to trust the person that I'm with because, you know, you want to make sure that it doesn't get out there. Now, I see this also talking from a woman from my generation. I feel like this younger generation that's coming up now, they're not as, I guess you could say, ashamed of it. Like my generation and those before me, we kind of grew up where that wasn't the thing to do. You sit there and you sleep with a lot of men and you're a hoe, you're this, you're that. It was a shameful thing to do. You didn't want to do all of that. You wanted to respect yourself a little bit more. The girls growing up now.
And it wasn't even really a talked about thing either. Like, you wouldn't, like, our generation, like, you didn't go to bed with someone and, like, you have a, you got a camera? Like, normally, it wasn't like a, it was like, don't tell nobody that we slept together.
Like, yeah, you just didn't talk about it. Like, that wasn't just, especially for women, it wasn't the ladylike thing to do.
Right.
It's like, it's, I'll tell you, I never went around sitting there saying, hey, I did this with that person, I did that with that person. Whatever I did in private. And if I couldn't trust somebody to keep that in private, then that wasn't somebody that I needed to be messing with. Then again,
so
with this generation.
But right, once again, you are a female. You get the bad rep where a guy gets a high five. So it is, it's kind of more lethal for a woman to admit that they slept with a guy because, not to go off the subject of this shit, but like when girls reject dudes, and I've noticed this so many times, and it's so dumb, but if somebody goes up to a woman and they, like, someone, one of the friends leaks out that he slept with somebody, slept with so-and-so, and then the one boy's like, oh, she's easy, I'm going to try to sleep with her, and the minute she doesn't sleep with him, she has already become a hoe, she's easy, I slept with her Friday night, even though you didn't, but, like, most of your boys are going to believe it, or whoever's going to believe it. So it's harder on a woman, obviously, than it is for a man when it comes to that scenario, I guess.
Now, I think that was more what we were kind of raised on. And the reason why I say that is because I have a 17 – well, I'm sorry, my daughter's not 17. My daughter's 15. So I have a 15-year-old daughter who's in high school right now. Their views on everything, like with sex and recording videos of themselves and of them having sex, taking pictures and sending them out.
Or webcamming.
It's so wild now.
That's because, unfortunately, it's so videotized and it's so out there that it's like the cool thing to do.
And that's the thing. So where I might have my views on being recorded when I'm doing the adult tango, or what my daughter likes to call the devil's tango, I may have my views on, oh, my God, like I'm a little more like, again, I have to be trusted. I don't want everybody to see if we're going to do this. This has to be between me and you. Kids nowadays, and it's sad because it is as early as like 13, 14, they're recording videos of them doing all this crazy stuff. Like, there are times where you'll sit there and you'll hear about it, because I will say I have not seen it, so I'm not going to say you see it.
Yeah, with
the
friends.
But you hear about it. But you have these 13, 14-year-old kids sitting there talking about all these different positions, and, hey, I tried this and I tried that, and I'm over here like, wait a minute, what's that? Let me Google that real quick.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, some things I hear from my daughter, I'm like, wait, what is that? Like, you know, like, long story short, she asked me one time what a rim job was. I was like, you put rims on your car and you get a tire and you get some low pros and stuff like that. She's like, no, Dad, a rim job. I'm like, to me, a rim job was a blow job because, I don't know, like just, you know, lick the rim, you know, I guess, you know, like whatever.
Oh,
I didn't know that had anything to do with
is.
Lick the ass. I'm not an ass kind of guy, so I was fucking, no one said like, gives me a rim job, you know, like, so it was different for me, like, but these kids play sex games like it's nothing, too, like, you read it, you know, on all these websites, you know, these kids suspended from schools and stuff like that, playing the wristband game, if someone grabs it, whatever number they pull is something you have to perform, stuff like that. It's like, we didn't do that stuff growing up. It was like, what, spin the bottle, 7 minutes in heaven?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, like, everyone was there. So it's like, but at the same time, it never got talked about. Like, you went to school the next day or whenever the weekend, you know, ended, and you went to school, and it was like hush hush. It was like nobody said, oh, so-and-so were in the closet for 7 minutes, you know, and fucking, you know, it, like, I don't know. It wasn't so announced. It, like, everyone knew it happened or thought they knew what happened in the closet, but nobody really cared about it. Now it's like, shit, like the whole world has to be told it.
everything has to be publicized. And the more people that know about what you and what you do, the better it is. It's like followers. You need to have all these crazy followers.
Right.
And
right.
Unfortunately, that's one of the ways to get it. Again, like, have I sat there? So, like, answering the question itself, is this something that I've done and what do I think about it? Now, I'm very, very sex positive. Now, again, I also tend to be a little reserved with who I tell and who I speak to about it. So this is definitely something, you know, it is something that I have done, and it's definitely something that I would do without any shame in it, but it would have to be with somebody who I trust, someone who
right.
I know that it'll stay between, you know, between me and that person. And mainly because of how I grew up, feeling kind of like this is a personal thing. This is something that, yeah, it's fun to get it on video, but it's more for us to share versus
right.
sharing it with the world. I do have that fear that, you know, something will happen, that person will get mad at you, and next thing you know, you're all over the internet, or your family gets an email, you know, have somebody send something
right,
to my mom.
Right.
Hey, by the way, this is your daughter. Look what she can do.
See, my big thing about the whole thing is I feel even if I'm mad at the person or whatever, and then the time comes again around or you make up or whatever, it's never going to happen again. So I don't know. I just wouldn't – I don't know. I don't brag about sex like that. Like, yeah, do we talk about it, like, with the neighbors and, like, each other, like, talk. Like, we all talk about it at once. It's not like talking behind each other's backs or something like that. It's always been like kind of open, I guess. But when it comes to the videos and stuff like that, like, no one really, you know, like, I don't go around telling people, like, hey, guess what I did Friday night? You know, I filmed such and such. You know, like, you know, but I don't know. I always feel like if, no matter how mad I am or how, like, I want to get revenge and stuff like that, I just feel like somehow that's going to backfire on me because you know how many relationships you go through these days where you guys are so fucking mad at each other, so hateful and shit like that, and then all of a sudden, like, you wind up hanging out again. Like it's weird, you
mm-hmm.
know, I guess, and it's like, now it never happens. But funny thing is that we didn't ask the one who came up with the topic for today.
I was thinking the same thing, Mr. Quiet
yeah,
over there, who came up with the topic.
He's staying quiet, so... But right after he answers, I have, like, a part two of this question of the videotaping. So, Tommy, since you want to be the quiet
yes.
one and you're the one who came up with the idea, what is your outlook on the videotaping?
I mean, it's like this. I've done it. I didn't mind doing it. It's like whatever to me. But at the same time, I agree to the privacy clause. So, you know, if we're together, then fine, you know, whatever. It's all good. But if we're not, then erase the bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want no shit leaking out there. Why I say this is because I got kids. You know what I mean? I don't want my kids having to go to school. I've heard stories on, you know, Facebook, radio, stuff like that about people and their kids seeing the video. And,
right.
You know,
I mean,
the kids have an effect
obviously
on
obviously, these girls
you know,
are getting caught with the OnlyFans. So.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So my whole thing is like, I'm okay with it. I don't mind doing it. It's fun to do. But at the same time, as an adult, make sure you keep your shit up. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have it where it needs to be. And if we ever break up or whatever the situation may be, then don't be blasting my stuff out there because of the kids. Like, have respect at least for the kids. So, as an adult, to not put it out there, I think it's disrespectful. And disrespectful to the kids because you're in a relationship with somebody. So that's my outlook on it. Otherwise, hey, if you want to tape alone.
I really don't understand the people that, like, when they get vindictive about it, like, when they send it to the mother or the father. Like, I don't understand what you're going to gain off of that. Like, what is the mother going to punish them? Like, oh, no, like, my son or daughter is
a
hoe? You
it's
know?
Definitely embarrassment. Like, as a woman, I would be mortified. And again, I'm up there in age, so it's not like, you know, I'm like 18, fresh out the house or whatever. I'm up there in age, and I have children. My mom knows where children come from. But, Lord, if she was sent something from me, or if somebody sat there and, like, even sent her just a picture where she can definitely make out it's me, that would mortify me. Because, again, as a woman, there's a way I should keep myself. There's a way that I should present myself. And I feel like the ultimate, like, embarrassment would be for my mom to see that I don't carry myself in that way.
I feel right away. If, like, someone were to ever send it to my mom, if she was living right now, I'm definitely getting the walk of shame to the rabbi. Like, she's definitely going to sit me at the rabbi so the rabbi could tell me, like, this is, like, you know, a no-no unless you're married type shit. Like, I have a feeling. I think my mom would understand a little bit because obviously raising all the boys and, like, the conversation she heard around the table and this is that. I don't think it would surprise her, but I think that she would be, you know, like taken back and be like, wow, type shit.
But here's a part too.
I think that's more of a respect thing. So there's a lot of us who grew up with that much respect for our parents where just, again, talking about it, is just something you don't do with your parents because you respect your parents that much. Like, they set that boundary from the very beginning.
Not necessarily, because my mom was very open because she wanted to – I don't know if it was that she wanted to really know the details, but I think she wanted to know that we were more or less being safe.
I'm pretty sure she didn't want to know what position you had that girl in last night, though.
No. I didn't tell her, like, I had her fucking up against the wall and this is that. Like, I might have been
and
like,
and that's
Ooh.
What I mean. That's that boundary. That's that line of respect that you have for your mom,
no.
where you might sit there and be like,
right,
okay, yeah, I'm having sex. Yeah, I'm using condoms. But you're not going to be like, so I bent her over like this and had her in her head on the wall. Or she
went and she
like slobbered on me like you can't even know. Like, there's just things you just don't go there.
Well, she definitely did.
Yeah, I know, but
I
mean,
look condoms, but.
Yeah, but look at it like this, though. Like, on the real guys, like, we grew up in the 90s regardless, right? If our moms ever saw a video of us, we would have got fucking knocked out. And you damn well know that we would have. Like,
I definitely would be punished. I definitely would be punished. I feel my mom's the type of mom that she would have called the parents and, like, had to sit down. Like, I really feel like my mom. Like, I think my mom would, like, call the parents up and, like, have dinner and, like, discuss it, like, what's going on type shit. I really don't know, because, like I said, like, none of my stuff ever got, like, leaked. And, like, I mean, I feel bad for my mom. One time when I was in the military, she found the box. Unfortunately, I never labeled it. Obviously, I didn't label it for a reason. But I need her to send me stuff when I was living in Virginia, and she got some pictures of, you know, obviously Polaroids that I'm sure she was not happy of seeing. I got that talk, but
Polaroids.
You know, I had some Polaroid days, you know. But that was our generation. We really didn't have video cameras,
mm-hmm.
and like it was like. You know, for me, like, we had one video camera, and obviously we used it for, like, birthdays, and my mom, like, you know, had a problem just even getting it because the things were, like, expensive, you know, at that time,
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously. So I would have to wait till my mom, like, wasn't home, or I had to, like, steal VHS, obviously, you know, because, like, I had to unwrap another one because most of my mom's soap operas were on all of it. I'm sure she didn't want to turn on Days of Our Lives and then seeing, you know, my butt up in the air, you know. So I had to steal a tape. So obviously she counted those. But it was more Polaroids than anything. It wasn't like videotapes and stuff like that until like literally like camera phones really started hitting, I guess. But my part two is like this. If you did have a video with somebody. Do you guys watch them with each other?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Why not? Pitch the mood.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to honestly say, I'm going to honestly say that the people, or how many, whatever, most of the people did not want to watch it together or even watch it again because it was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I sound like that. Or, like, you know, like, they weren't, like,
yeah,
taken back by it, like, oh, I wish I never did that. It was more or less like, ew, I look ugly in that picture.
Like
an or, wow, like,
okay.
Look at my face or something
so
like that.
So this is... So these are obviously remarks that you're getting from women because I can relate to almost all of them. But
well, obviously, because I'm sitting there like I'm like watching it a little bit and I'm getting more excited about hearing the moaning because, like, honestly, like when guys are in the moment, obviously we know what's going on. Obviously, the moaning, but we don't until we watch it again. We don't realize how much it was. Done or not done. You know what I mean? Like, because
yeah,
we're in a groove.
That is true.
We're like in a groove. So, do we know that you guys are moaning? Yes. Do we know that you guys are coming? Yes. But sometimes, like, watching the video and then realizing, okay, she definitely moans a lot and, like, super loud, or she's very quiet, or, you know, like, you could tell she's holding it in, or, you know, like, vice versa. Like, you know, like, kind of shit like that. But.
All right. So, from a woman's point of view or kind of thinking, at least my point of view, and I know that there are quite a few people who think like me, I'm going to be 100% honest. There's one person that I was actually able to rewatch it with, and that was because of the level of comfort that I had with that person. So confidence plays a big part of it. Sometimes, especially with women, what does it take to sit there and to make that video? Maybe a few drinks. If you smoke, you know, you're going to sit there and smoke on something real quick, something to make you nice and comfortable.
Definitely have
now,
to be relaxed. I'm going to say the same thing. I agree with that because I've never just jumped into a video. Like, I've had to be a couple shots in. It never was like, hey.
Now, here's
a like,
question. Here's the next question for you. Now, how many times have you ever had somebody record the shit that you do when you're drunk?
Sexually
anything. I'm
or...
not talking about just sex, just in anything, like anything at
oh,
all.
God,
have
I'm...
you ever had somebody
oh, God.
Record
I'm on,
something
I'm on...
that you did when you're drunk?
Yeah, I'm on so many different people's cameras when I'm drunk. Apparently, I'm the funniest fucking person alive when I'm drunk.
How many times that... that was done, right? So you had it recorded. You go back and you watch it sober, and you're like, oh, shit, what did I do? Like,
nah, hell
who
no.
am I? And
nope.
found stuff. So you're saying you never are like, oh, my God, what did I do? Well, even whether it's, like, you know, in, like, a type of way, and it's kind of hard to watch, like, I did that, never.
Nah, I got to honestly say, like, I'm dead ass serious when I say this, so, like, hand to God. Like, I've watched some videotapes from, like, you know, birthday parties or, like, just, like, get-togethers or campfire type shits or whatever. And I'm like, I crack up. Like, I don't know because I'm not – I got to say, like, I'm not one of those drunks that, like, I don't remember anything. Like, I remember, like, pretty much –
Well, it's not about not remembering. Like, there's times where I sat there and I've been drunk and I've said something stupid or did something stupid or whatever. Like, I – just became a free spirit. I really don't like drinking more, so it's more when I smoke. That'll probably be the better way because drinking was way back in the day. But even now, like when I smoke, it's almost like if I become someone who's just a lot more silly. So when I'm sober, I can look back like, oh, my God, did I really say that? And maybe it's not so much of an embarrassed, like I'm not embarrassed, but it's a little like, it's a little like not me or not my daily person. It's that freer side of me. So I start to criticize that other side of me. So it's the same thing when making a tape. I'm in the moment. Everything's feeling good. It's a little more than just what I smoked and whether I'm comfortable because I'm what we'll call medicated. Even like that passion and that flow that you get with that other person, all the juices flowing, everything's going, you're not really thinking about that camera that's there. You're just going with it and you're not paying attention. And especially as a woman who's had confidence issues with her body, I'm not thinking of my body. I'm thinking of how good it feels. I'm not thinking about, oh, my God, can he see that role? At that point, I do not care. Now,
right.
I go back
That's
and I watch
saying.
That video.
So when you exactly. So when you go back and watch it, you get the whole, oh, my God, like.
What the fuck?
Now you see it.
Right.
And
you know,
you're realizing that maybe I didn't look as sexy as I felt that night. And some of that starts feeling uncomfortable. And it's like, you know, just seeing yourself in that light, it's very hard to sit there and to understand that even looking at it afterward, he's still loving it. I saw you looking like that last night, and I'm still thinking it's sexy tonight. It's hard for us to see that. It's now we see that extra roll. We see all that stuff that kind of like knocks down our confidence just a little bit. And is that every woman? No. I can't sit there and say every woman's going to feel like that. There's definitely a lot more women who hold that confidence where they could be like, oh, hell yeah, let's watch this again. But then you have those other women like me who, you know, we lack confidence somewhere. So it's not that I'm ashamed of what I did, but I just start noticing like that role a little bit more. Or it's like, oh, my God, did I really sound like that? Like, oh, my God, look at my face. Because I'll tell you now, I don't think anybody realizes the faces that they make, and faces can be funny.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I don't agree with my face. I have watched my videos, obviously. I don't agree with my face. My face doesn't match the feeling that I'm having.
Most of the times, it's like that.
You know, my old
Man,
face is like kind of weird.
But most of the
videos that I've had, it's usually the female holding the camera most of the time. So it's like, I don't know, like they're not really zoomed in on my face. But like when I'm holding it, I'm zoomed in on like the whole thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
like I got like the whole body going, you know. Most girls that I kind of, you know, like we videotaped or whatever, they're kind of like videotaping the bottom half to their bottom half. So,
yeah,
but
that's it. I mean, yeah, I noticed that too. Girls do that.
I've never really watched, like I said, like I don't know how you guys done it. I mean, I've played it for some, like, you know, like recently I've played, a tape in front of someone and, you know, got the whole, oh my God, I can't believe I sound like that. You know, this or that, like, my hair was messy, whatever the case may be. Me, I'm like an asshole. I'll be like, damn, my tattoo looks really good when fucking it's, like, on the light. Like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, what am I supposed to say? You know, like,
see, you know? I think it's just being comfortable because the same women who won't watch it on their own, will they watch porn with you?
Okay. I'm glad you said that. I've honestly, in my whole lifetime, I shit you not, in the 46 years of me living, I have never, ever watched a porn video with a female.
What?
Not that it was never mentioned or anything like that. I've never literally turned on the laptop and sat in bed with a female and watched a porn. I'm not against it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against it. It just, I've had girls like flat out tell me like, yeah, I watch porn, I watch girl on girl, or I watch this and that, or whatever the case may be. I've never, ever, not one time, watched porn with a female.
The best friend is stupid. He gives you ideas and all types of shit. Like,
I've watched.
You gotta try it.
I watched a porn one time when my girl pissed me off and fucking went in the other room and was, like, watching porn. I did it on purpose. I wasn't, like, you know, going to do anything or whatever. I just turned it on so she could hear the voices. And, you know, she got pissed off.
She wasn't giving you none that night, and that's why.
Yeah, like, she got pissed off and, like, pulled me into the bedroom and, like, you want the real thing? And, you know, but I kind of, like, did it on purpose. But never watched porn with anybody. Like, I've never. Yeah, no.
Well, you got to try it, dog. You get in a situation where you can do it, try it.
that can be, that can play into it too, because I, you know, I've only, so the same person I've been able to watch a video that I made with, that's been the only person that I can sit there and actually watch a porn with. And again, I think that has everything to do with comfort, because for me, like, if I'm watching porn, that's like my secret area. Like, that's one of those me things. And I feel like that's not something I really share with the world. Even if I'm in a relationship, I don't necessarily share that with the person that I'm with, because it's private to me. So to be able to open that up, it's more of a comfort thing. So if I'm not comfortable with you, and if I don't have confidence in you that I can share these things, because think about it, a lot of times when you watch porn, a lot of the porn is going to have to deal with, you know, your desires, your fetishes, what you like in bed. And sometimes they may be things that you're not ready to share with that other person.
I don't know. I don't want to say, but I'm not really big into porn. I don't want to sound weird or nothing, but I'm not really into, like, if I'm sitting home, I'm bored, and I don't know. I just don't go to porn.
No, talking about shit, dog. We're talking about watching it with a female.
I'm just saying in general. Like, I'm just not big into porn. I don't know. I can't explain it. Like, that's why I think, like, I've never asked a girl to, like, hey, you want to watch a video of porn today? Like, you know?
So never would you say really... you're not that big into making them either? Like, it's just, is this just, like, a whole, like, thing that you're just, it doesn't do it for you? Like, yeah, it's kind of fun, but not, like, your thing?
That's a good question. I'm not very verbal. Like, I joke around a lot. Don't get me wrong. I joke around about sex all the time with whoever I'm with, or, like, you know, flirting with somebody or with this and that. I don't know how to say this, but I feel like if I ask a female to, like, watch porn with me, I feel like I'm disrespecting her. Cool. It's weird. It's kind of weird to say that, but because most of the girls that I've been with that are on film with me, let's say, per se, they're kind of the ones that bring it up.
Like, well, a few of them make the initiative of it. That's what you're saying.
Not to, like, bring this up or whatever, like, talk about, like, my experiences, but there was a time not too long ago where the person said, is your phone nearby? And I'm like, yeah, and like, take it out. See, I don't flat out say, like, we should go home, have sex, and film it. Like, I feel like I'm disrespecting the woman. Like, I feel like
it's usually on a spur of the moment thing, man.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
if I was told, hey, let's go home, take out a camera and record us having sex, it'd be like, okay, and that just got weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was. It would have to be one of those things where it's like in the moment and like, hey, you got it.
Right. I understand that, but that's what I'm saying. Like, when I'm, like, wherever I'm at doing it or whatever, my first thing isn't to say I'm pulling out my phone or grab my phone. Right? I don't know. I just – usually it's them. Because I don't want to be that – okay, so prime example like this, threesomes. I know a lot of people that are against them. Okay. For whatever reason, this is that. I've, you know, been in situations where it's very uncomfortable the next day. But I'm not the one. Now, I would never be the one to offer it. Like, I would be like, hey, you should bring home such and such, or you should go out to the bar and maybe bring a girl home. Like, I feel like I know in the back of my head I'm okay.
That's a little different than saying, hey, do you want to watch a porn, though? I mean, to say you're going to have a threesome with another girl on one night or whatever. Like,
yeah.
You know what? I'm going to tell you exactly why I don't do the porn thing. I'm going to be dead ass serious when I tell you this.
I feel like bringing up the threesome thing is kind of like you're bringing up a whole other topic, which might not be a bad topic to talk about a different day. but
what I'm going at with that is I feel – like, if I were to sit down and, like, we're in bed and, like, I pop on a porn, I feel
I'm going to get the wrath of, oh, you wanted to watch this? Like, is this what turns you on? I don't know. I feel like I'm going to get ridiculed for popping on a porn. I don't know. Like, what,
maybe
I'm not
that
good
has
enough
something
for
to
you?
Say that, maybe that has something to say about the women that you're dating, not so
yeah,
much about the act of watching porn. Now, I feel like if both of you are on the same level, if both of you feel like, yeah, this is just not our thing, this is not what we do, that's fine. Because there are going to be people who aren't into porn and who aren't into introducing things like recording and stuff. Like, that's not what their thing is. And that's perfectly okay.
I don't want to say that, like, that's the issue. But majority of the women that I have shot porn with have flat out told me that they're not really big into porn. So
there's more at least of the people, like she said earlier, the people that you're asking, like, that they don't deal with it like that. You know what I mean? Or do it like that.
And
I'm
honestly
going to... I'm going to say this. I don't care what any girl tells you, if you're into it or not, every woman has been taped before.
Has been what? Taped before?
Taped. Yeah, they've been taped before. So,
oh, 100%.
It's kind of...
100%.
Yeah, so it's kind of gonna, it's gonna be like a medium if you're trying to like do something like that with somebody. This is my opinion, I think. So, you know, if you want to present it to somebody like you said, it would be more of a, hey, you're into this type of shit, and then go from there instead of saying, hey, do you want to fucking watch a porn and do a porn? Like, you gotta have someone that's into that.
I might be wrong when I say this, but I feel like anybody who's been in a relationship over 2 years, you definitely shot a porn together.
I agree with that.
I mean, I might be wrong with that. I'm not saying that fucking you've done it in like the first 2 weeks of meeting each other, but I feel that people might not be on a daily basis, you know, like not like.
I disagree.
Of course you would.
So you feel if you're with somebody for 2 years, and I don't want to, I'm not like kind of like getting on you for this, but if you're with a guy for 2 years, you're not comfortable yet?
I was with somebody for 5 years and did not record myself with them in any way, shape, or form.
Bullshit.
But it's not bullshit. It's, like,
did you send them pictures?
No.
In 5 years, you were with somebody and there was no, hey, babe, look what I got on, this sexy shit right here. Wait till you get home.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. In 5 years, we didn't have those conversations. We didn't
do
those type of things.
No disrespect. I've left already.
So, well, now, there were, when it came to that guy and myself, like, we had a relationship that was based on other things, and not purposely, but, like,
you know,
over time.
I'm not saying it's got to be sexual, but the flirting, it's got to be there. I'm sorry. Like, if I don't expect it every day, but, I mean, once in a blue moon, if I'm with you for 5 years and I haven't got a fucking, like, hey... Like, you know, it doesn't have to be that we shot porn together, but if I don't get a couple, like, and I'm not saying nude pictures either. It could be, like I said, a very flirty picture.
Right.
If I haven't got one of those in 5 years, I don't know. I don't
like
even think I would make
face.
It to the...
I did some of those. Here's a kissy face for you. But,
oh,
again,
God,
like,
that's...
this person's my ex for a reason. But... Yeah, we were together for quite some time and just didn't, like, we didn't have that chemistry. And it was just awkward. Like, just talking about sex with them was awkward.
It has to do with the people that you have to mess with, right? And I guess that's what it boils down to.
I might sound like a chauvinist pig, but, I mean, like, I think I'm out. I think I would be out. I don't think I would be out.
I don't think that makes you a chauvinistic pig. I think that's just who you are and what you need in a relationship. Some people need that sexual and physical connection where others don't. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm one who likes to be free about that part of myself, especially since I'm not free like that to the world. I want to be free like that with my partner.
Okay, so for those 5 years, did you guys text anything sexual?
No, it was awkward for us to do stuff like that.
I'm sorry. Like I said, I'll be a chauvinistic pig on this one, but I gotta go. I don't want to say I want to have something to look forward to come home to, because I know what I have coming home to. But do you know how excited and how fast you're gonna check out of work, knowing that like your girl or guy has sent some kind of like flirty something like. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, no, 5 years and nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a freak.
I'm just saying, you said that if you're with somebody for 2 years, you're getting recorded, you're getting that stuff. I'm letting you know that's not necessarily true. That was just my job there to put my 2 cents into that.
No. I'm not saying that it's a necessity in 2 years. I feel that's my opinion, that I feel if you've been with someone straight, and I'm not talking about with like seeing each other off and on, if you guys are like straight dating for 2 years, you'll definitely videotape yourself at least once. And if you haven't done that, you definitely are exchanging pictures. Now, here's a question to Tommy real quick. Tommy, how long did it take you to send a dick pic out?
Shit. It depends on, if I'm in a relationship and they ask for it, I do it. So it all depends. Depending on who I'm with. If that's what they want, that's what they into, then it could be a week, it could be fucking a year. It's all up to them. If they ask for it, I do it. So I ain't ashamed of my shit. So, hey, if you want a pic, here you go. I don't fuck. I mean, that's just me personally, though. You know what I mean? That's my partner. So if I'm with her, then...
I'm going to shock the shit out of both of you. I've never in my life been a dick pic.
What?
Have I webcammed? Yes. But have I randomly just, like, ran in the bathroom or, like, sitting home and been like, this is waiting for you? No. Because I'm always afraid, and I am notorious for doing this, is not texting sometimes the right person.
Right.
Like, if I'm in the middle of conversation with somebody, and I forget to shut it, and I'm, like, in another text message.
Cut everybody off, but it is, we almost at the top. And it's going to be our show for tonight, unfortunately. And then we will, we will see everybody next week. Until then, enjoy the music.
All right.
Good night.
Damn, I did not realize it was 10 o'clock already.
Yeah, it's that time, buddy. Here we go. The ending, so.
Hey, that's our radio.
375 Live. Wu-Tang. Divine Time Enterprise. Nothing but boss type shit, you get me? Hey, yo. Kill him with the bars. We shooting for the stars. Cuban Pete with the beast mode. These rappers bitch got shit they could teach hoes. I jumped in the game, planted roots like a tree grows. Compete with myself, rappers drowning in egos. Think I claim woo, nah bro, got my own shit. Do business with dudes, woo just something I've grown with. You just do you, leave my pockets alone kid. Cause what you do for profit, I don't care or condone it. Got the next man stick, all up in their mouthpiece. Don't give a fuck what you do, but do it without beats. Vegetarian, I'm eating without meat. These McDonald's rappers not eating without beef. Fast food shit, still feeling empty after. We feed your mind, body and soul forever after. The God chapter. Kill him with the bars. Yeah, kill him with the bars. Kill him with the bars. Yeah.
shooting for the stars.
Spitting like touche, nigga, you souffle. Something to the frying pan, knowing I saute. Only like you know I can, got you like, nah, wait. Hit the high pilot clan, no need for an update. Of course I'll be the man, I could be the shit all day. Don't know who I am, let me learn you the hard way. This is summer of sand, son of a gunner. You can't help but wonder, when you figure it out, when they put it, you wonder. I be getting it in, I'm not getting no younger. All this work I put in, here we call the hunger beast mode.